They'll beg to stay with you. A long time ago, I sold cars. Those dudes have developed some ingenious persuasion strategies, the kind not based on words, but the kind that slowly grow in the minds of the customers, kind of like planting persuasion seeds. Some are low-key and subtle. Others are more like nuclear options. One of these nuclear options is called a walking number, and they are not used purely for strategic purposes. They are sometimes used also as a kind of FU to the customer. It works like this. Customer comes in, shops around, works with a salesperson, and chooses a car. Maybe 30 minutes or so. Then they come inside and haggle over price, but they never quite agree. This takes a lot of time, sometimes a few hours. Pretty soon the sales manager realizes they aren't going to buy that car at any price. They're just really enjoying flexing on the salesperson. Sure, they want the car, but they also want to squeeze every last emotional satisfaction out of the haggling process. Maybe they don't get a lot of respect at work or home, and this is one of the few times they actually and legitimately get to flex on somebody. So the sales manager offers a one-time, a real one-time, not a fake one-time, offer. This is our best price. We will not lower the price below this price. Take it or leave it. This is called a walking number because they are not supposed to take it. They are supposed to leave with it. And they take that walking number to every other dealership they visit. And that walking number is actually lower than the price the dealer paid for the car, which is why the original dealer does not want them to take it. The dealer will legit lose money if they take it. So it's a kind of a gamble on the dealer's price. So no other dealer can match the price. So the customer is forced to come back to that original dealer hoping they'll get that one-time offer. But they are told, sorry, that was a one-time offer. You should have taken it when you had the chance. Then they have to start all over again. This is similar in structure to being alpha widowed. It can happen to guys or girls. You meet somebody who really spins your propellers, but then you get complacent or greedy or self-sabotage yourself out of that relationship, and everybody you meet after that will absolutely not compare. You may go back to the same person, but even if they take you back, it will never be the same. But what is particularly interesting is how you can learn how to be the alpha widow to whomever you meet. Even through simple, short conversations, this requires a mindset more than anything else, and you can enhance this with some carefully calibrated bedroom skills. Skills that will make every girl or guy hang on to you for dear life. To learn how, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.